Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To the Rude Guest Hotline we go. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that's where we find terrific college football writer and sporting news senior writer, Bill Bender. Bill, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. There's a few extra minutes for all of us on Saturday to turn our attention to college football because we're not dealing with the Commanders this weekend, so we figured we'd check in on some of the big stories. We'll start locally. Virginia Tech this week pulled off a pretty surprising move when they landed James Franklin as their next head coach, the former Nittany Lions head man. What do you think of the hiring from both the team and Franklin's perspectives?
I think it's a great hire. I think it's all about identity. That's what I wrote today of. You know, Virginia Tech has had one 10-win season since Frank Beamer retired. You know, they make it the ACC championship game the first year, and then in general kind of a 500 program since in the playoff era. So, you know, I think for Franklin, it gets him out of Penn State. He knows the area. He knows how to recruit that area. And I know you guys have really good high school football in that area. So all of those things add up to, I think, Virginia Tech having a new identity, which they've lacked. And I think he'll do well there. And as you guys have seen, I mean, the bar to do well in the ACC isn't that high these days.
Is the airport big enough for him?
He got that in quick, didn't he? You know, that the jab there, and I think he'll be fine. And again, Virginia Tech, like I said, when you see what Virginia's been able to do this year and Georgia Tech with Brent Key, I think James Franklin, I always remind people, 70% of his game, would you rather have a coach with a 70% winning percentage? I know he was 4-21 against top 10 teams, but go back and look at how many of those games they were playing Ohio State and Michigan, and they weren't favored in those games. So I give them a little – I know they should have won a few, but I give them a little benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, Bill, stick aside, obviously, about the airport. I don't know how much bigger the Blacksburg Airport is than the one that's at State College, but, you know, I could go on all day. I was talking to a Virginia Tech buddy of mine the other day who was saying, yeah, he's not going to get us over the top. And I go, dude, you've got light years to go before you even talk about getting over the top. You know what I mean? Like, the road to get to okay is where you need to focus, and there's nobody better than James Franklin. Just kind of give me a thought on that and just sort of where Virginia Tech is as a program and kind of, you know, where James Franklin could take them.
Well, I'm 46 years old. So when I think of Virginia Tech, I think Thursday Night Football on ESPN, block punt, Michael Vick, Enter Sandman, all of those things. And I haven't felt that in a while. When Virginia Tech's on, they come and go. So that's what I was talking about with that identity. When I think of Penn State under Franklin, yeah, the top 10 losses come up. I live in Columbus. So, but I also think about Micah Parsons, Saquon Barkley, coming out of the sanctions, being able to win at 10 or more games. I mean, had we had a 12-team playoff when this thing started, he'd still be at Penn State because it'd be in the playoff every year. Mm.
I want to pivot across the river to Maryland. We're talking college football with Bill Bender of the Sporting News on Grant and Danny. The Terps announced that Mike Locksley is staying on as their head coach. I was stung. I guess I know the information, but it just seems crazy that he's been around since taking over in 2015. And his career record now is 10 under 500 at 37 and 47. Back-to-back years where they won't have finished over 500. Is this because they believe in the direction of the program? Or is this because there are so many openings at schools that would attract a better coach that they don't want to join this coaching cycle?
Yeah, I think some of that. You know, we're all on Lane Kiffin watch today, obviously. He really holds our attention. But I think that could be part of it. And I think Mike Locksley, you start to look at, like, who the elder statesmen of the Big Ten are, and that list gets a little goofy these days, especially if Kirk Ferentz ends up retiring, whenever he ends up retiring from Iowa. I think Maryland's stuck in that. Look, the Big Ten has 18 teams, and the bottom third's rough. And if you can get towards bowl eligibility and get a 7-win season in the Big Ten anymore, I don't think that's that bad. I mean, that's kind of the zip code that P.J. Fleck lives in. He gets to a bowl game, he wins his bowl game every year, and people in Minnesota, I think, they probably accept that that's pretty good. So, you know, I'm not saying Maryland should accept that. As far as tomorrow, I think they'll give Michigan a run. Michigan's banged up. They're down to their, like, fourth running back. And, you know, if they can create a turnover. I've seen that movie before where Maryland gives somebody, either Ohio State or Michigan, a run the week before the big game between those two schools.
Yeah, they're 2-14 in conference and counting over their last couple of years, and it's been reflective of that this entire era, really since the move to the Big Ten. And my question is, what should the expectation be? You know, ultimately, like, I think I think everyone was delusional when they moved from the ACC to the Big Ten, that just, you know, success would follow and every once in a while they'd be frisky. I thought that was ludicrous and they didn't know who they were, and it certainly hasn't happened. I'm happy for everybody that there's more money for the school, but it doesn't seem like football success has followed. What should the expectation be?
Let me try to get to bowl games and get a playoff team through there at some point. You know, squeeze one through. Like, you know, I don't know if we can do excuses, because look what Vandy and Mizzou are doing in the SEC. Vandy has the right coach, the right fit, the right program. I think Diego Pavia should be in the Heisman mix. So, you know, you look at the Big Ten. Is it a little harder to topple Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon? I guess, but, I mean, why isn't USC in the playoff every year? Look what happened to Penn State this year. I had them ranked number two like everybody else. That didn't work out. So I think you can have a team that can get in that middle class of the Big Ten in 8 or 9 games and try to get to the playoff. And, you know, that'll be the expectations at places like Maryland, who is struggling, much like Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska do in the Midwest. And you guys could probably answer this for me. I mean, I worked with Maryland grads at Sporting News, and for years they were still, like, and it's kind of like Nebraska fans. They kind of still wish they were in the ACC. And that's always hard when you have some people in your fan base that feel that way.
I don't know that it's some. I'd say it's most. You know, or I guess there's plenty of people that like the money that got dumped in, but I think most of the people I talk to, certainly when it comes to basketball, miss a lot of those rivalries.
Yeah, and just to add to that, the people that are yelling at you are talking about a bunch of money that they'll never see. Like, right. It's like somehow some measuring stick that the school makes more money. Well, that's great. How was that more fun for you as a fan? But I digress.
Bill, post-Ralph Region, their coaches have been Randy Edsall, DJ Durkin, and Mike Locksley. So I get that backdrop as I ask you this question, but could they do better and should they try to do better than Locksley? Because I think the jury's kind of been returned on what he is and isn't. Can they do better than that?
You know, I'll preface it with saying I really like Mike Locksley. I've had a couple conversations with him over the years at Big Ten Media Day. Enjoy his temperament, the way he coaches, those kind of things, his philosophy on football in general. I mean, when you say can you do better, I think to me it's, that area, like I said, you've got to be able to recruit those kids out of that Catholic league that you have there, where, you know, all those schools, you see where they go to the SEC schools. You've got to be able to recruit in that circle. James Franklin will make that a challenge, because I think he'll pull some of those kids to VTech. There's no question. So I think it starts there. And what is the commitment to football? It's one thing to cash that check and go get 7-8 wins. It's another when I think one of the unfair things Maryland faced up until the last 2 years, it was very difficult to be in the Big Ten East and play Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State every year. I'm not saying we're starting the season 0-3. Most cases, most of those schools were starting the season 0-3.
I want to ask you about the best team in the state of Virginia, the James Madison Dukes. Kind of give me a state of the union there and, kind of what's their immediate future hold.
You know what? I had them in the playoff last week in our projections, and nobody agrees with me. I had them at the 12th seed and think it would be really interesting for them to get into the playoff out of the Sun Belt. You know, what I was impressed with last week is sometimes when you see a school get ranked out of nowhere – not out of nowhere, but you know what I mean. Yep. I mean, I'm a Mac guy. I went to Ohio University. So when you're ranked, and then that week that they're ranked, they struggle or lose. That didn't happen. They ran all over App State last week, you know, putting up 50 points, running for like 7 touchdowns. So I like the attention that they handled it. I think if they go 12-1, they will have a compelling case. The danger, though, is there's another school in your backyard over there. If Navy wins the American Conference, they'll have a compelling case, too. They didn't have Blake Horvath when they played Notre Dame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's going to be interesting to monitor, actually. I hadn't considered Navy with that record possibly getting in. Bill Bender is on social at BillBender92, Sporting News senior writer, talking college ball with us. One more on JMU, and then we'll hit on a couple of the big games of the weekend. They've got Washington State coming to their place, which they're heavy favorites. I mean, this is not – even though it feels like you're leveling up with, like, a program from a major conference or whatever, they're expected to win that game. Do you think they could be on upset alert, or is this a game where they could have some trouble? What do you make of the matchup?
This is the matchup. Right, get through this one. Washington State is a plucky team. They, you know, pushed Ole Miss, pushed Virginia, played well in those games. And this is a kind of a spotlight game for me a little bit on an otherwise kind of, you never sell a weekend as bad. You always say it's kind of light this weekend. We'll see if there's some surprises. That's bad advertising, right, boys? So I think I'll have my eye on it because I want to see if James Madison can do that. Obviously, the dream first-round matchup for them, and I think it would be a lot of fun in some ways, is if they did play like Indiana in the first round. Could you imagine? You could have the Kurt Cignetti Bowl on national television. It would be great.
That would be unreal.
I would watch that, I think. That would be a pretty good theater, as only, you know, sports can provide. Bill Bender with us here, Sporting News, breaking down the college football slate here this weekend. All right, give me the game of the weekend for you, the one that you got your eyeballs on. If you can only watch one, what is it?
And that's always a hard question. It's so unfair, I'll go USC-Oregon because the Trojans have played better. That's such an obvious answer, I think, too, because game day's there. The mulligan for Oregon after losing to Indiana earlier this season. The Trojans, if they win, maybe they get the Big Ten, a fourth Big Ten team in. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, since we've talked all ACC all night or all day, about Pitt, Georgia Tech, I think Pitt could win that game. I do. I think their run defense is solid. Georgia Tech's defense, period, has been bad the last 2 weeks. Wouldn't surprise me if the Panthers, while everybody's kind of kicking them while they're down after the Notre Dame game, end up beating Georgia Tech on the road tomorrow night.
Heisman Trophy odds right now. Fernando Mendoza, last check, was the favorite at minus 110. Julian Sain of Ohio State is right behind him at 2-1, and then it's a huge gap. Diego Pavia, Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, a couple other guys. But I'm curious about the Julian Sain thing as like a legitimate contender. Am I crazy, or do you, if you're just the quarterback of the Ferrari of Ohio State and you don't lose, do you just get to win the Heisman? I'm not saying I'm unimpressed, but I'm also not impressed per se.
I think it's tough because what he's doing with the video game stats on top of it is impressive to me. I know Fernando Mendoza's had a couple Heisman moments, obviously, especially the Penn State drive. And then Jeremiah Smith probably deserves consideration. You mentioned the Ferrari. The Ferrari comes with two wheels, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. That's pretty good. So I think both of those guys have been phenomenal. And then outside of those three, you know, I think the three other Heisman candidates I would look at, Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame, he's been phenomenal all year, Diego Pavia at Vandy. And if Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia and win the ACC, I think Haynes King could make a late run, because I've said all season, no player means more to their team more than Haynes King at Georgia Tech. The numbers show that, and I think he could be that, like, his odds are, I don't have him in front of me, but, they, you know, just a couple bucks there, it might pay off.
Yeah, I think he's 35-1 and about 6th or 7th in odds right now. Quarterbacks, as it pertains to the draft, you know, covering the Commanders and talking D.C. sports, kind of out of the game of studying QBs on Saturdays because they got Jaden Daniels for the long haul here. But watching college football like we do, Fernando Mendoza, to me, everyone says he's going to go very early. Is he athletic enough to be a really, really good NFL quarterback? And what does the quarterback class look like it's shaping up to be? Is he the top guy right now?
I mean, he might be, but it's a lot of intangibles that I like about him. And I know that phrase gets thrown around loosely around draft time, but I don't love this quarterback class at all. You know, I kind of made the joke earlier this year when everybody was down on Arch Manning. I said, well, if Arch Manning came out, he still might be the top quarterback taken. That's how, like, rough this quarterback class has been. And, you know, I think Fernando Mendoza is certainly going to get that attention. I don't know if there's any franchise changers out there, Daniels or a Caleb Williams or, you know, even Cam Ward once he settles in with Tennessee. I don't know if that guy's in this class. And, you know, you start to look at next year even with Arch and Julian Sain and some of those guys, and it's like, well, might be the number one pick in that draft. And it might be the first time since Keyshawn where a receiver gets taken number one.
One more for you. If I gave you the top four teams or the field for the college football playoff for the national championship, would you take the top four, so Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Georgia, or would you take the field to win the Natty?
I love that question. I would take the top four, because I think I would live with the only one. Can you give me, like, Notre Dame at, like, half price, and then I can have four and five? If you gave me Notre Dame, I would take five, because I like Ohio State that much. I like Georgia that much. Don't love Texas A&M and Indiana, although I'm not – they're undefeated. Can't discredit that. They win the games in front of them. But if I was picking a national champion in order, I would go Ohio State, Georgia, then Notre Dame, because I think Notre Dame's playing that well.
Remember, Kurt Cignetti wins.
I Googled it.
I saw it on Google once.
He certainly does. And I don't want it, like I said, I mean, I can't wait for the Big Ten championship game if it's Ohio State and Indiana. That one will be a lot of fun.
Awesome information. Great breakdown of the college weekend ahead, Bill. Thank you so much. We'll send everybody the sporting news to check you out.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
There's Bill Bender on college football. Generally, the way this works is, because Sunday is such a lazy, fat, gross, terrible father, terrible husband day for me.
Yep.
I don't even think about asking for any free time on Saturday to watch college football. But. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, bud.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
No Commanders.
Right.
Now, there will be NFL football all day long.
Sure.
And I'll be on a couch for it. But I'm not quite as locked in. There's no notebook on my lap. Don't have a computer next to me. So maybe, just maybe, a little more college football for me tomorrow.
A little extra college football. For me, the college game if it happens, it happens.
Yes.
Like, I can't schedule around it because there's so many kids' activities and things, and I'm already in line for a spousal fight based on Sunday, especially when there's a 9:30 fight with your wife game time. But there's a little extra now this time, right? Little fewer activities, and we're in between seasons. I got a shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.